This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa. Love that song, too. It's LA's number one hit music station. 102.7 Kiss FM. Well, Sissany starring in a movie that's out.
Not starring.
Well, you're in the trailer.
I have a little part in the movie.
Tanya's written a book. It's coming out January 31st. 100 Days to Finding the Hope and Joy You Want. The book is called The Sunshine Mind.
Mm-hmm.
So do you read a page a day or an excerpt a day or chapter a day? Is it a day? Is it laid out in days that I would read it?
Yeah. Well, so it's a devotional. So it's a Christian book. And the way that those are laid out is essentially you pick it up on like one time a day and there's a little scripture and then there's like a story about the scripture that kind of pertains to your life. And then an interpretation and then a call to action. So like a little homework at the end.
And you're in the process now recording the audiobook?
Of course there's the homework.
There's a little homework assignment at the end. Yeah. Some of them are more labor intensive and some of them are very easy. So we're going to record the audiobook in like 2 days. And so since I wrote it with one of my best friends, 50 of the entries are mine and 50 are hers. So I'm going to record
mine. Is there
mine.
A mindset that you're getting yourself into when you're doing the audiobook? Like, are you like...
Yeah, let's hear your audiobook.
Are you thinking
book
differently
voice.
Or speaking
okay.
differently?
Okay,
let's
yes.
hear your voice. Okay,
okay well,
audiobook.
Okay, so actually, Ryan, I sent you the chapter that I wrote about you. I sent it to you and Belinda, and I went to go look back in my email and realized that it never sent.
No, I read it. I did get it. I saw it. I was actually very touched by it.
Oh, you did get it.
I'm glad you sent it to me ahead of time because I read it alone, and it did make me tear up. But. For obvious reasons, because of the sweet things you say.
I did not get a response from your emails.
But that's normal. I mean, you don't say that in the book here. But,
no.
But you were very, very thoughtful and sweet and kind and lovely about our relationship. However, there is one thing I do want to ask you before you do your voice here.
Well, actually, so Raquel, the one that I wrote the book with, she is the friend that, I don't know if you remember, she would come meet me at E! And we would drive down to Chalk once a month and we would
yes.
do a radio show in the Seacrest Studios down at Chalk.
I remember.
So we wrote a little bit about, each of us wrote a couple experiences that we had down there. And so I wanted to write a chapter about you because that was like a big, it's a big theme of the book, giving to others and making your life more about other people versus yourself. And so this is like, I'll do the beginning of your chapter.
Okay, you can do the voice and then I have a question. Okay.
My coworker, Ryan Seacrest, is someone I admire.
Wait,
what's wrong with
that's
that?
That's not what you sound like.
I know, but I want to be a little chipper. I want people to
no,
be
but
happy.
You don't want to sound like, hold on.
Hey, Ryan, this is her book.
I understand that, but she is talking about me.
It's
Who
called
cares?
The Sunshine
I'd like
Mind.
To get the voice
this
right.
Is, you got, let her, this is her book.
Hold on, you're the one that laughed. Go ahead.
All of you laughed.
You laughed okay. first.
Right, let's try again. Here we go. Okay. And Tanya, audiobook, action.
Okay. My coworker Ryan Seacrest is someone
no,
I.
No, they don't sound like that.
What do you want me to do? Go chiller?
They sound like that. Okay. Sound like you do a trending report.
Did she already record it? I think it's too late.
You
no, I haven't.
It?
No.
But you don't talk. Okay, do it like you do a trending
okay.
report. Let's hear.
My coworker Ryan Seacrest is someone I admire very much. I'll never forget the day I met him. My very first day on the job, he greeted me with the warmest welcome and made me feel part of the family right from the start. People always ask me what it's like working with him, and to me, the proof is in the pudding. I've worked alongside him for over a decade now, and I wouldn't want it any other way. Not only is this a dream job for me, but working alongside someone with so much passion, so much purpose, having such strong character, and I'll only admit it in this book, truly one of the funniest people I've ever known, is the biggest blessing.
Well, Ryan, that is, I don't mean to cut you off because I know there's more. That is very, very sweet. Yeah. I mean, really, I got, there's more to it, and I got emotional when I read the whole thing. So first of all, thank you.
You're welcome. But I really remember the first day, like I remember what you were wearing. Like I remember the whole thing.
But secondly, I think to me, it sounds like you the second time or the third time there.
I liked the chipper version.
I don't know. It sounded like it was sped up a little bit.
But you know, I speed up. When I listen to audiobooks, I speed them up anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to, so she should hurry?
So it doesn't matter.
When I listen to audiobooks, I like them to sound like, I don't like people that are just mono.
I always do 1.5 on people's voices.
I don't know. I thought you sounded like you when you read the full thing there. But I just want to go back. And then you say parenthetically in the text here, and I'll admit it only in this book, truly one of the funniest people I've ever known. End of parenthetical.
Yeah.
Tell me more about why you'll admit that now finally in the book.
Because it's like one of those things, like, I can't tell you I work with you every day. I can't tell you you're one of the funniest people I've ever known.
Oh, it's like having to tell him that he's right on something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to.
Oh, well, I can see now motivation to write a book so I can say all the things I really need to say about you guys.
I think you treat it chapter per chapter, you know? Like, if this one's more, like, you know, calm and sincere, you do it like that. But if there's another one's more chipper and upbeat.
Yeah, and, like, some of them are, like, about body image, so maybe those can be a little peppier, and some of them are about, like, you know.
I am going to listen to the audiobook for the book, but also for all the different characters.
Yeah, exactly.
Big hug to you. Thank you. That's very sweet.
Congrats.
And good luck. So, we'll, as we get closer, we'll tell you more about how you can get that book. Mm-hmm. Tickets to go see The Weeknd at SoFi Stadium. Thanksgiving weekend next.